Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
Older and Wiser with James and Judith and Age Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Welcome to another episode of Older and Wiser. We've got Simon Barton in the studio. Before that, that was Kissing with Confidence, and that is not something we're going to be talking about today. Instead, we're going to be talking about a follow-up to last fortnight's episode, in which we were talking to Daniel Taylor about digital inclusion, because there are plenty of folk here on the island who are over 50 and find it rather difficult to get to grips with the internet. And we had a rather marvellous discussion, Judy, with Dan, who's sort of helping people get onto iPads and computers and things.
Yeah, and since then, I've been talking to a lot of my sort of friends and contacts about Dan and the project he's running, and saying how fantastic it was, and you know, how committed he is, how approachable, how enthusiastic.
Yeah.
And a number of people have said to me that they have friends and relatives who are older and who really wish that they could become part of this movement, that they could become digitally included. So I've been passing on Dan's details at every opportunity. So I expect he's being inundated as we speak with requests, because well, I mean, it's fantastic what he's doing, and his volunteers as well. I mean, it was lovely to meet Tim.
Well, I think Simon here is going to be inundated with requests after today, because Simon, once people have got onto the internet, of course, for some people it's a bit scary, isn't it? It's a bit like the Wild West out there.
Definitely.
What is it that you're doing? Because I understand you've got this website called I'll Find It.
Yes, I'll Find It, if you haven't heard about it already, is now a fairly well-established directory of services specifically for the Isle of Wight, hence the title, I'll Find It, where people can go and find exactly what they're looking for, whether it's listings, businesses, organisations, local events, support groups, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But the idea is to have it all in one handy place, rather than going here, there and all
okay,
over the
so
place.
If I'm sort of trying to draw an analogy, it's a bit like going to Google, but having a local Google that is more tailored for your own needs. Is that right?
Exactly.
So, I mean, I guess one problem when you go to Google is that you'll sort of type in local plumber, and you know, although the algorithms in Google are sort of getting a little bit better at finding out where you are, you know, it might be a bit scary to do that. And you probably find I've done this myself. I've come up with the Isle of Wight in the United States.
Yes, or else you put in Newport and you end up in
Wales,
something from Newport, South Wales.
Yeah, and I still do that actually when I want to go to the cinema. I still end up with Cineworld Newport in Wales. So how do you get this tailored? It's sort of people just getting in touch with you with events, is it?
Yes, it is. People can actually go onto the website and register for free, and they can post their events or their listings, their businesses on there. Obviously, as the administrator, I have to approve that.
Right.
So we can't just put anything on there.
Okay.
It has to be above board and obviously authorised by myself. Once they put that on there, then I would post that listing on there.
Okay. So what appears on the website? Is it a list of events coming up and also a list of local businesses, or
both? That's what's so unusual about I'll Find It. It's very hard to find a directory that has both listings and events in the same place.
Yeah.
That is unique.
No, that's true. Because in the old days, I suppose, if you're in London, you'd have a Yellow Pages and a Time Out.
Yeah.
And this is the equivalent of both. Judith?
Yeah, I've looked at your site, Simon, and it is very, very clear, this distinction between the businesses and services and the events that are coming up.
Yeah.
And you have made it very, very user-friendly.
Yes, and going forward, it's going to look even more user-friendly because we're in the middle of redesigning it as well.
Right.
So we have got a brand new... I'll talk about that a bit more later on. But
But it's quite simple to access.
It's simple to access. In fact, if you do a Google search now, if you're looking for, say, plumbers on the Isle of Wight,
yes,
one of the first listings that will come up on a Google search will be I'll Find It.
Because
you have got all the council-approved traders.
Yeah, and I presume, is it advert-free? Or not? Do you run adverts?
Not at the moment.
I'm not suddenly going to be sort of sold PPI or Viagra.
Oh, no, nothing like that at all.
Okay, fine.
No.
because I mean that's something that always creeps me out whenever I sort of go onto one of these search sites that you know they track what you're doing and then you know try to sell you the same product again later. But you don't do that.
No, nothing like that at all.
Okay, how long has this been going?
The project is in its third year now.
Right,
it's got a 5-year life as regards its funding. I came in 18 months ago, just the bare bones set up, and obviously tried to improve what was there and try to build on that to populate it. We've got another 2 years funding left.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
Okay, and. I mean, you're here from the Citizens Advice Bureau, but this is your main job.
Yes.
And I suppose if you're from the Citizens Advice Bureau, that sort of tells us a little bit about the content on there. So you're not going to get effectively a list of headliners at the Isle of Wight Festival on this site.
No. They are on there, but not the most obvious.
Yeah.
Information and advice is a big factor on I'll Find It.
And is this mainly aimed at over 50s?
Yes, it is.
Right.
It's the purpose of why it was set up in the first place as one of the Age Friendly Island projects was to help prevent social isolation.
Yes.
And to help people feel more part of the community.
Gotcha.
Obviously a lot of older people are lonely, but saying that, a lot of the services and information on there is good for all ages because we can't generalise. We can't say a certain age suffers when others don't.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And you were saying that sort of the families and carers of older people search on there as well, so they may find things of interest for themselves. And as you say, older people are grandparents, and they may find things on there that they'd like to do with their grandchildren.
Exactly. Yeah. There's lots of leisure activities, days out, summer holidays, or the holiday activities on there that grandparents, as you say, can take their children and get involved with. So it's very encompassing.
Brilliant. Okay, well, Simon, stick with us. We're going to have a little bit of Craig David now, and we'll be back after the ads. You and me. Take that. And that was Pray. Taking us back to the 90s. You're listening to Older and Wiser here on Vectis Radio. James and Judith in the studio with Simon Barton, and we're talking about a wonderful local Isle of Wight website called I'll Find It, ISLE, of course. And Simon, just going back to that website, to recap, it's not necessarily for over 50s, but sort of mainly aimed at sort of people who need a little bit more help in accessing local information and local services.
Yes.
It's done in a very simple way. So that people who don't have, you know, the extreme levels of computer literacy that teenage lads and lasses have, will be able to get onto it pretty easily. I was just going to ask you about local services like plumbers and electricians. A lot of people, when they choose plumbers and electricians, want to get a recommendation. Some people rely on FIFO or Trustpilot or the kind of reviews you'd get on something like TripAdvisor. How do you sort of assure people that the plumbers or the electricians on your website are up to scratch?
They're under the approved trader scheme.
Right.
And
that's council run, is it?
Council run.
Okay.
And the council website actually links to our website as the community directory now.
Oh, that's
now,
good.
Which
yes.
is good. In fact, a number of people link to ours as the community directory. So, yes, you can be sure that they are trusted traders.
Yeah. And can people leave comments on your website about traders?
They can do. They can obviously say if they've had a really good experience.
Yeah.
The most important thing I would like to get from those comments as the administrator is if they found the website useful.
Yeah.
If it's directed them to the right person.
Okay.
The right service to help them with what they want.
Okay, that's great.
I think the fact that that these tradespeople are recommended by the council will be very reassuring to a lot of your website's users. So that gives them a feeling of security, because we've had the ladies in, haven't we, from the Isle of Wight Trading Standards Department.
Yes, exactly.
We know how vulnerable older people can be. And it's right that they should be cautious, and it's great that there is that sort of seal of approval.
So let's talk about what people are actually looking for. I've got a list that you provided me with here, and it's pretty pretty comprehensive. Car boot sales, approved traders, gentle exercise groups, and support services.
Yeah, it's quite diverse, isn't it? It's amazing that the figures seem to really increase over the summer.
Right.
Car boot sales is a big thing that people seem to be looking
really,
for.
Really?
It's a big thing on the Isle of Wight.
It's a big thing on the Isle of Wight. I think it's a social thing as well, car boot sales.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's funny, on, you know, on the, in London, you're never more than 3 feet away from a rat. But on the Isle of Wight, you're never more than three feet away from a raffle or a car boot sale, are you?
And I think Dan uses your website, doesn't he, in his Digi Inclusion project with his clients, and he shows them how to use it so they can become independent and search themselves.
Yeah,
definitely. Mm. Yeah, he uses the website to help navigate as part of his digital groups. I've been
fantastic.
Along to some of those groups on occasion, and will do in the future. But it's good because the real challenge is helping people to access the information in the first place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our projects are both linked. They are one project, really. I'll find it is very much part of the digital inclusion.
And it'd be useful to sort of hear some examples of things that are going up on the site. I mean, I know there are a lot of things supporting good causes. I think there's one involving the police and a bit of music.
Yes, there is. This is the beauty about I'll Find It. As we mentioned, you haven't just got all the big events. You've got the local events in libraries, village halls, community centres, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
A lot of fundraising events that bring in money for the community. For example, on Sunday, April the 15th, in Ryde, the band of the Hampshire Constabulary will be playing, and donations there to various causes, including Citizens Advice, which provides a valuable service for the community. And that's just one example of many.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be at my favourite church, beautiful building, All Saints Church, in Ryde.
Yeah, exactly.
And what I like about that event, actually, is that it's in the daytime, because I think for a lot of people, they don't always want to go out in the evening, do they? And
no.
They can find, as you say, these smaller events that might otherwise pass them by, and things which they will really enjoy.
Yeah,
that's true. And you'll see you've got your little knitting groups, arts and crafts, digital groups, as we said, those sort of things, small groups, but can really help people to feel part of the community feel included.
In terms of granularity, we're talking local here. I mean, can you actually just say events in East Cowes?
Yes.
Oh, so that's good.
You can narrow it down.
But it's fantastic, because we know that there are lots and lots of events going on the island that people just otherwise wouldn't get to hear about.
Yeah,
and they're really missing out.
Judith and I run a little local cinema, the community cinema, and we do lots of talks there, and people say, oh, we've never heard about you. And, you know, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on the White, we're in the Parish Magazine, we're on every poster board in Bembridge. And still people say, oh, I've never heard of you.
We better post on.
I'll get you and I'll find it.
I think we're better. Now, tell me
my
about
first job tomorrow.
Tell me about your success stories, because I think you've got loads of success stories here, haven't you?
Yeah, there are. What is really good is when you look at the figures. We measure our success by Google Analytics.
Yeah.
And when you look at those figures, it looks really good, because, for example, we have 35,000 unique users to date in just that 18-month period, over 30,000 the last 12 months. That's individual people that have been on, so not counting them twice if they go on again.
Yeah.
That's good. You think, wow, excellent figures. But they don't tell the whole story.
Yeah.
It's those individual cases where you've helped people and you feel like you've made a difference.
Yeah.
That I feel good about. I mean, I've got a couple of examples of that. For example, here we had one son who inquired for his father, who had two knee operations and wanted to get back into a general routine of exercise.
Yeah.
And he wanted to join one of the white-seated exercise groups.
Yeah.
A couple like that. There's others that wanted to join community choirs, other exercise groups, sewing groups, that sort of thing. And it helps them feel useful, helps them feel good, and obviously helps their well-being as well, because they're gradually getting
great.
Fitter.
Yeah,
now, I think you said earlier, I can't remember whether it was on-air or off-air, somebody had asked you, could I have a printout of the whole website?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, leaving that aside, because I think that would probably cost a number of millions of pounds to do that. Can you help people out a little bit? So if they were to send you an email saying, listen, I'm really hopeless at going onto websites, but I really want to know whether there's a seated dance class in Brading at the weekend. Can you help them a little bit?
Yes, I can. I'm more than happy to answer any phone calls. The the contact details on the website, but obviously they've got to go on the website to contact me, so this is the challenge.
That'll weed them out.
I still do get phone calls though from a few people, and they some have actually been on the website and haven't found specifically what they're looking for, and I can then guide them to find a particular service.
Because it's impossible these days to find a website where you can actually ring up a number and get some help.
Yeah.
So that is I think that's really key to what you do. It's a brilliant service.
Yeah. Give an example of that just the other day. It shows how all our projects complement each other. Just the other day, we had somebody looking for a particular care service on our Find It. Didn't find exactly what they were looking for. They rang me, but I was able to refer them to the right service. There's another project in our office that I was able to direct them towards. Yeah. So again, I feel that's a success story because you're helping that individual find what they want.
Fantastic. Yeah,
that's what I've noticed actually on all these programs and the different people we've met working in different areas for Age Friendly Ireland, is there is this feeling of cohesion, isn't there, James?
Yeah.
Of people working together. So as you said just then, sort of Dan using your website and his Digi Inclusion project. Dan also helping people in his groups about online scams.
Yeah.
The ladies at the Trading Standards Department.
Yeah.
Involved in that, and also in doorstep scams and
real
world scams as well. I mean, it seems a fantastically connected project.
Well, stick with us, Simon, because I think we want to ask about what your future challenges are, because you said to us earlier that the website's about to be redesigned, and I think there are a few other things in the pipeline. Also, people at home may want to get involved and help out. But we're going to have a little bit of Sergio Mendes now, and then a few advertisements. Jorge Eason and Jackie Abbott. My love's so very good to me. And I don't see them. You're listening to Older and Wiser here on Vectis Radio 104.6 FM, and we're talking about I'll Find It, and in the studio with us, Simon Barton is here. Simon, first of all, we haven't actually given out the I'll Find It website yet, have we? What is it?
www.illfindit.co.uk.
Okay. Are you sure it's not .org.uk?
Sorry. www.illfindit.org.uk.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, the good news is, of course, if you can't find it, you'll be able to ring Simon up. So we are now indelibly, as a piece of digital record, going to give out your phone number. Okay. Do you want to give out your phone number? I'll make sure you get this right.
I'll do this right this time. This one. Yeah, it's obviously 01983-823898, extension 2822.
Okay, that's 01983-823898, and that's extension 2822. So this is a sort of Isle of Wight Google, or Woogle, as you might want to call it, but with the added difference that you can actually get in touch with the person who's organising it all, and he's here, Simon. Now, what are your big challenges for the future? I think you said you were going to be setting up a new version of the website.
Yeah, it's all in progress. We look to be launching the new look website early April.
Right.
It's going to be a lot fresher, a lot cleaner.
Right.
A lot easier to navigate around.
Yeah. It's a difficult one, though, when people do update things. I mean, we find this with BBC iPlayer. We always say to ourselves, why on earth did they do that? Because we can't find anything on BBC iPlayer now. It's not going to be like that, is it?
It's not, no. What we've tried to do is not veer totally away from what's already there, because people are using it.
Yeah.
The figures help us to see that it's successful. So the general idea will still be the same. The features will still be very similar, with a few new added features that will make it even easier to navigate.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Simon, I mean, perhaps you'll come back and talk to us when you're up and running with your refresh site, and we can hear how it's going.
Yes, I'd love to do that. That'd be great.
Fantastic. Now, how about volunteers? Because we had an amazing chap, Tim, who came in, and I couldn't believe it. He was in his 80s.
Yep.
He came in with a digital inclusion project, and he's helping people out. And I think you're looking for more volunteers over, you know, preferably over 50, to help you out, aren't you?
Yes, we are. I have held a few events in libraries and so forth to try and raise awareness and get over 50s perhaps interested in the co-production to really get involved in behind the scenes, getting to know what happens with a website, obviously the administration, because it is a full-time job for myself just to populate it.
Yeah.
So anyone that's interested in helping out or assisting in that way, by all means let me know and contact me.
I think we can get you at simonb@iwcab, which is Citizens Advice Bureau, .org.uk. I'm not letting you off the hook here, Simon. I'll read that out again. It's simonb@iwcab.org.uk.
That's right.
And Simon, what sort of time commitment would you be looking for, ideally, from your volunteers?
We wouldn't have a specific commitment. It doesn't have to be the same. It can be different people over a period of time.
So people could come in for sort of maybe half a day a week to help, or a day a week to help.
Yes.
To sort of maybe perhaps to fit in with some other things.
Yes.
Fit in
with their circumstances.
Okay. And one word we have to use, because everybody uses this, is sustainability.
Yeah.
Now that's something you've got to achieve. What does that mean for you?
It means that beyond its funding, we want to make sure this website continues.
Mm. Yeah.
I think that the danger with the website is always that it's good for a time, but it's going to sort of lose it. People are going to lose interest because it's not accurate. It's not being kept up to date. Often these directories come and go, but we want our Find It to be the one-stop shop, the most comprehensive directory on the Isle of Wight that everyone goes to. And we want it to be there not just for a couple of years, but for the foreseeable future and even permanently. So we are looking at different options of sustainability to make sure that we can continue its funding beyond its current.
That's great.
Brilliant. Well, look, thank you very much for coming in, Simon. It's been an absolute pleasure having you. We're certainly going to go and have a look at I'll Find It now, and see if there are a few things that we can find that we find very, very difficult to find.
And maybe we should post a few things ourselves.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think we should. I mean, I guess just wrapping up, you know, one way I can sort of see it in my mind is a little bit like those sort of council notice boards that you'd get in each village, or a bit like, you know, the old-fashioned news agents that used to have those little cards in the window. Mm. But on a much bigger and better scale. So thank you very much indeed. Next fortnight, we hope that we're going to be having some good old friends, Julie Woodhouse and Sally Ash from Trading Standards, coming in.
Yes, and they are going to be talking specifically about doorstep crime.
Yeah.
And about Isle of Wight against scams generally. But
which
I think
is IWASP. Yeah, but doorsteps
and
crime. Because it normally happens on the Isle of Wight in the summer that these doorstep crimes and doorstep scams are committed. So it's worth getting prepared for that now.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend this morning whose elderly mother on the mainland was the victim of one of these doorstep scams. And a really, really distressing story.
Yeah.
So Julie and Sally will be here next time with advice so you can keep yourself safe.
Brilliant. Well, here is Lola's theme from Shapeshifters. Judith and I will be back next week, and coming up soon, the wonderful Mr. Chris Sullivan.
The one and only.
With a show he has been researching all week.
Yep. Older and Wiser with James and Judith, and Age Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund.